He needs some support to help him be the man that he wants to be, I would think.
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with him that he would want some, need some help. Okay. We all need help.
Right. Sometimes it's a little bit of a catch-22, because even to get therapy costs a lot of money.
Well, it depends. You know, you can. I've had therapists that only charge $60 a session.
Right.
You know, that's not too much.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. I mean, it's a matter of trying to make that, it's a matter of, making that a priority in your life and budgeting for it. It's just that he's, you know, financially he just needs to get back on track, even to that point of being able to say, okay, I can spend $60. You know.
Yeah. Well,
therapy or this and that.
You know, I guess, you know, you're both, I mean, you're not really young, but you're not old either, the two of you.
Right.
And he's at that age, at least when I was that age, I was learning a lot of stuff very quickly, and I thought I knew a lot, but I was really not that self-aware in my 30s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right now, what I know now, I would never even go into a relationship without knowing I had a counselor there if I need them.
Yeah.
Because, I'm actively working on myself because I know that I am not perfect and I know that I need to manage myself to have a happy, successful life.
Right. You got to learn to love yourself first.
Yeah, learn to love yourself and you have to learn to, like, be able to manage yourself. Like, when something comes up that really upsets you, you have to know, have a way of dealing with it that's successful.
Right.
That gets you back to feeling loving and good and all that stuff. You know?
Right.
So, you know, if he's not ready to embrace that, then he's not really ready for a relationship because he hasn't really gotten to square one, which is taking care of himself.
Yeah. I think it's, well,
but
know,
the indications are that you guys are going to get together.
What?
The indications are you guys are going to get together. You know, as the potential woman in his life, it's your job to tell him what would work for you.
Right.
That's your job. You need to communicate that to him. Hey,
yeah.
I really want to be with you. I love you, but this is what I need.
Right. And, you know, I did. I tried. I mean, I did try to say that. And.
But, you know, there's a way of making sure the communication gets through. There's a way of asking it and then coming back after, did you really hear what I said?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there's a way to make sure that your communication is relayed to the other person. There's no trying in communicating. You can make it a real communication. Hey, I have something important to say to you. I want you to listen. Will you listen? Yes, I'll listen. Okay. And after I'm done, I'd like you to repeat back to me what I said.
But you know, a lot of men just don't care to do that. They find that kind of ridiculous.
Then get another man.
Huh?
Get another man.
I know, easy.
You've got
for
the
you
wrong guy. If he's not willing to communicate, your relationship is doomed before it starts.
Right. No,
there's not
going to
be
willing.
A relationship.
Yeah, he is willing, but I think at times he feels as if I'm criticizing him. I'm really not.
Well, if he thinks you're criticizing him, it's because he's insecure and he's already criticizing himself.
Right.
And if he's really that fucked up, excuse my language. If he's really that screwed up, I shouldn't have said that word on the air. I apologize. If he's really that screwed up, the guy doesn't need a relationship. He needs work.
He needs to do his work.
You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
If he's as bad as you say, as you're describing, I think that he's way far away from having a successful relationship.
Yeah, not right now, and that's what we kind of both came to the conclusion.
So go find yourself another King of Clubs.
Find myself a King of Clubs?
Yeah, find yourself a King of Clubs guy.
I'm a Queen of Clubs, though, so I need a King of Clubs.
That's right, you do.
I do.
How
I
wonderful
come
would that be?
I thought it was supposed to be a King of...
Doesn't every
know,
queen
I was trying
want
to look
king?
In the cards. As
doesn't
to how to figure that
queen,
out.
Doesn't every queen want to find her king?
That's true. A real king as opposed to one of those wannabe kings.
Well, yeah, he's kind of a king wannabe.
Mm. Yeah, well,
what you're describing. You know, he needs to stand up and be a man, or just, you know, go back and play with the boys. You know.
Right.
You can't pretend. You can't pretend forever. You have to come out and do it.
Yeah, and we did. I guess I'm just having a hard time. Maybe that's on my part. I mean, we split up, and then we kind of came back into each other's lives a little bit again, and I thought it was safer being that, you know, it's long distance, so we can really work on ourselves and, you know, not be under the same roof where things could get really crazy and intense and turn into arguments. But the long distance is really hard on him, so...
Yeah, well, that's not ever going to work either, you know, the long distance thing.
Yeah, I know, it's really hard. And then also, I mean, at least temporarily it would be okay.
Phone sex only goes so far.
What?
Phone sex only goes so far.
Right, it can only go so far. Absolutely.
It's like, okay, this is fun once.
Or twice,
but after a while, it's just a painful reminder of what you're not getting.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Now, I'm curious as to why you kept saying about my five of clubs. I mean, you know, I have a big career drive, too, and my career's kind of taken the new current. It seems I was trying to read my...
Well, I don't really know, you know, your cards tell me a basic general structure, but I don't know the real inner parts of you. That kind of thing I can get with astrology, not with the cards. You know, there may be certain directions in your life that are really mandatory for you. But the five of clubs, I'm sure it shows up some way, you wanting freedom. And it's very convenient that you have a boyfriend so far away.
It wasn't like that at all, actually.
You understand? You know, it's like, wow, look at this interesting creation that you have going here.
Well, that was only at first when I felt stifled. And then now, I mean, but I don't go and, I guess, but isn't there also part of the with the Queen of Clubs that once they decide to settle down, they do settle down?
I'm not saying it's impossible for you, but, you know, you do have to look at, you know, what you're creating now and why you would have it the way that it is.
Right.
That's all.
Right. Yeah. I think that's cool that you also take into account, you know, astrology, too.
Yeah, when I do personal readings, I have to do a complete, you know, examination.
The whole chart.
Yeah, I do the chart because... There are things, you know, like, I don't know if you know anything about astrology, but one of the most important things in astrology, I find that it seems to be the center of almost every reading I do, is looking at the north and south nodes. And they're not even planets. They're not even planets. They're just positions that are calculated from the sun and moon.
Yeah, and you have to know the time of your birth. Because I kind of had this chart, and I know what my ascendant is and my moon and the north and south node and stuff. And it's very revealing, very interesting.
How important those nodes are. They point to a soul direction in life that is often the fulcrum of everything that's happening.
Mm.
It's like the axis upon which the whole rest of the life revolves. And I don't know what yours are, and it may not even be that significant in relationship to this question you're posing me, but it might be.
But you're saying it relates to kind of like my mission in life?
Yeah, on a soul level.
Okay.
Everybody has a north node, and the north node is pointing to something we've came to put into balance, that we came out of balance of in a past life. And often it's very significant. Like for some women, it means the career is really what they should be doing. And others, it means a career is really what they shouldn't be doing. They're so good at career, but they're no good at, like, paying attention to their feelings and eating right and that kind of thing, you know?
I see.
I don't know what your
north
is.
Oh, wow. So the north.
So those kind of things all intertwine with the cards to really bring out the specific nature of a person that you need to really show them what's going on, see? So,
yeah, wow.
You know, but the cards give a rough sketch, and it's good enough to say some things that are significant, but it can't go into the depth that we'd like it to.
Right.
So I have to use astrology for that. So.
Yeah,
anyway, we're kind of running out of time. We actually went over time here by quite a lot.
Oh, we did.
A lot. And we're going to have to end.
Oh, no, it was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, it was fun. I'll be back next week, and if you decide to call in, we'll get you on the line next week again, Julia. So.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and I hope you guys post the right numbers.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm over in Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Okay. Motor City.
Yeah, Motor City.
I've taught there several times, actually.
You taught to whom?
I taught classes there several times.
Oh, that's great. Where can we find that information? Because I haven't seen any seminars here on the East Coast. I mean, on your Seven Thunders website.
Well, I don't teach very often anymore, but I did in the past. But
okay.
The only class I have scheduled right now is in California. So
yeah, Concord, California.
Right, that's where I live.
Fascinating.
So, but listen, call in again. We can talk some more. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much. I
thanks
really
for being a guest
it.
On the show, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay. Thank you so
All
much,
right.
Robert.
Good night, Julia.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Well, folks, I'm sorry we went over the time limit here tonight, but I hope. You guys had a great time anyway, and those of you who didn't get to call in tonight, please call in next week and call in early so you get in line and get your questions answered. It's been a pleasure, and this is Robert Camp saying good night. And Seth, you can just pick a song off the CD and play it to end tonight, but for the rest of you, I'll see you all next week. Look forward to it. Good night.
find you like that. Throw her out the door.
I lost my dream, packed my bags with little things. Two more days, I'm off the plane, the whole world's gone insane. They gave me orders, take this gun, you'll have to shoot this till the day you're done. Fear takes over me, now I'm facing my mortality. Best I can. On this same grass, I'd have to gun him down. Somewhere I lost my soul. They call me hero, so they say. Even though they buried me today, now I'm just another casualty. Yeah, yeah. Best I can. Here is me. Got the worst. know I'll never be the same after seeing someone giving their life. Yeah, something's gotta change before we all die, never knowing if this is right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Best I can.
Daddy, you're from Utah.
Liberty, freedom, here is me.
I'm just a soldier in the sand, trying to do the best I can. Gotta protect the promised land. Please, you gotta understand. Stop the war and poverty.
Hi, this is Niles McClower for the new show, Why Life Is, right here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now on BBS Radio, Why Life Is answers a vast number of questions and explores the demystifying of metaphysics and spirituality. Just a fraction of what we will cover are such subjects as detailed explanations of the afterlife, what the meaning of life is, and what intelligent life is like in other worlds. This is a show many of you have been waiting for to hear and participate in as well. Why Life Is has been on the air broadcasting for nearly 3 years and is now available on BBS Radio in prime time on Friday nights at 7 p.m.
Whoever it is that's led you to this, who's slithering in to a place in your head, I should call home. I don't want to know about him. I sure don't want to hear about him. Whoever he is, I don't want to know. We used to be so in love, staying up all night on the phone. What was on your mind? But now I look in your eyes and I don't know. Yeah. This ain't my imagination. It's something I can't put my finger on. Whoever it is that's led you to this, who's slithering in to a place in your head, I should call home. guess it has something to do with the look in your eyes. Now here I am wondering about what it is that you're doing. When I think about you, it's like a drug thing.